Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please read with me the title of today's sermon. It's on the screen. All Saints Wrestle with God. And our text comes from Genesis 32, the famous text of Jacob wrestling with God. Listen to these words. Now Jacob arose that night, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. So he said to Jacob, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, because you have wrestled with God and with men, and you have prevailed. Did you get a sermon outline when you walked in today? Is there anybody who does not have an outline of the sermon? Please raise your hand and it will be given to you. We have them. Good. Today is, as you know, All Saints Sunday. We remember those saints who are forgiven sinners, who have already gone to glory. But we also remember that we who are alive and have trust and faith in Christ, we are also forgiven sinners. We are also saints. And our sermon declares to us today this truth of Scripture. Would you read it to me with me again from the screen? All saints wrestle with God. When my son Christopher and Abigail were quite small, I just love to wrestle with them. They loved it too. I would almost win. I would almost have them beaten. I would almost have them pinned. And then a miracle happened every time we wrestled. They would have a great comeback and they would beat their daddy and pin him. 1, 2, 3 as the winner. In today's sermon text about Jacob wrestling with God, we learn that God wrestles with us, and he does it to strengthen our faith. In Genesis 32, we are told that Jacob was alone, and suddenly a man appeared who Jacob discovers the next morning was really God, and he wrestles with Jacob all night long. Now, how did Jacob get in this situation? Well, Jacob was on his way home after being away for 20 years. He had run away because he had tricked his father into giving him the inheritance that belonged to his older brother Esau. And Esau was ready to kill him. But in these years away from home, Jacob became a wealthy man and finally was convinced by God that it was time to go home. So Jacob, with all his family and his servants and his sheep and his cattle and all his belongings, made the long trip home. Ah, but what about his angry brother Esau? Was Esau still angry? Jacob sent messengers ahead to greet Esau. And when the messengers came back to Jacob, they told him Esau was coming with an army of 400 men. Jacob was terrified. And by means of those same messengers, Jacob sent back to him a large peace offering of many animals and gifts to buy Esau's favor. But Jacob still could not sleep that night. He sent his family ahead to safety, and Jacob camped out by himself in a field that evening. Now, Jacob must have been thinking thoughts like this. What a horrible situation. What can I do? Jacob is coming. He's got 400 fighting, angry men. I deserve it. What if God has rejected me and given the promise to Esau? But then, into the dark of the night, into the place where Jacob was camping out into this field, came a man who began to wrestle with Jacob. Back and forth they went all night long. Physically and mentally, Jacob was struggling. Please notice now. He was struggling just like we struggle sometimes when things are difficult in our life and we don't know if God will see us through. Jacob was struggling in his wrestling match. But Jacob's faith also joined in the struggle. It was a night of struggling prayer, a night of wrestling with God. Now, at first, God seemed to be an enemy. But Jacob's faith was being shaken. Jacob struggled not to lose his faith in God. Even as he wrestled, Jacob clung to the word of God's promise, which God had given him earlier as he began his journey home. God had said to him, "I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you." Now, dear saints of God, this is what we are to do as well. When it seems like God is fighting against us, we are to cling to his word of promise that he gave to us in our baptism. The same promise, "I am your father. You are my dear child. I have forgiven your sins. I will be with you and help you in every time of trouble, especially in the hour of death and in between times when you wrestle with me in a struggle of faith." Finally, for Jacob, the morning was dawning. The man who was wrestling with Jacob was not able to overpower him. So with some kind of special wrestler's hold, and we saw about it in the screen, with some kind of special wrestler's holder, this man took Jacob down. But Jacob would not give in. Jacob would not let go. Jacob was driven to his knees, but he would not let go of God. In the desperate struggle of faith, Jacob does what he ordinarily was not ever able to do. He hangs on to God, even though he thinks God is angry with him and Esau is coming to kill him. Jacob, in a desperate struggle of faith, holds on to God's promise. He holds on to God. Not in the power of his mental reason or his physical strength, but he holds on to God with his imperfect but clinging faith. Are you listening, saints of God? There's hope for you and me today. Jacob holds on, and God is delighted to end the wrestling match by giving Jacob a blessing. He changes his name from Jacob, which means cheater, because he cheated Esau, to Israel, meaning the one who wrestles with God. What was for Jacob a terrible trial was for God an opportunity to strengthen Jacob's faith. God was only appearing to oppose him. All the while, as Jacob wrestled with him, God was strengthening his faith. Are you hearing me? All the while you wrestle with God in this in-between time of when God has promised and before the promise comes true, he says, "Keep wrestling with me. Wait for the promise." Now at last, in the morning after this wrestling match, Jacob realizes who he'd been wrestling with. At the end of the wrestling match, Jacob declares, listen to this, verse 30, "I have seen God face to face, and my life has been preserved." And Jacob gives a name to this location where he wrestled with God. He calls it Peniel. Will you say it with me? Peniel. In Hebrew, it means the face of God. Because Jacob says, "I have seen in this place the very face of God." Jacob, in the darkness of the night and the weakness of his faith, first saw God as an angry judge. But now he sees God differently. He now understands that God loves him and will be with him and will help him make peace with his brother Esau. God had brought Jacob through a wrestling match from unbelief to faith. And so today, what day is it today? I forgot. Today on All Saints Sunday, you dear saints of God, saints like Jacob in so many ways, God will wrestle with you and lead you from unbelief to faith. He loves sinners like us. He makes us his saints, forgiven sinners. We have his word of promise. written in blood. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. That precious blood of Christ shed on Calvary's cross for you and for me. Upon that cross, take note, we see that our Lord Jesus was in a wrestling match himself. He wrestled and fought against the very powers of sin and death and the devil. He did this for you. He did this for me. And on that first Good Friday when he died, it seemed like the enemies had won and they had pinned for the knockout count the Son of God. But after Friday came Sunday, and our Lord was the victor. And he won the victory over sin, death, and devil for you, his dear saints. Jesus' victory declares to us what St. Paul said in Romans 8. And if you want a promise to take home with you today, saints of God, try this promise on for size. God says, the scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? We end up this sermon by talking about a little bit about Martin Luther, Reformation Sunday last week, All Saints Sunday today. Luther nailed his 95 theses on the evening before All Saints celebration. When Luther wrote his commentary in the book of Genesis and explained the wrestling match with Jacob, he said, "This event can teach us a lot." Now, I'm going to read Luther's words very slowly. Consider each one of his sentences here. Listen to what Luther writes about this text. "Dear child of God, when you think God has rejected you, you should picture God embracing you and holding you on his lap. To be sure, it takes practice and patience to do this. When you are facing hard decisions and going through difficult times, O saints of God, wrestle with him. Continue the struggle. You can be sure of this. God has already surrendered himself to you. He has bound himself to his promise for Jesus' sake to hear your prayers. Jacob was an ordinary man, just like the rest of us, and God was merciful to him. So he was merciful to us, and he is willing to bring us through this life and its difficulties to life everlasting. My friends, those many years ago when I wrestled with my two little pumpkins, my two little children, it may have seemed for a while that they were overpowered and defeated, but because they knew all along I loved them, they really knew in their little hearts, by the end of the wrestling match, they would be victorious. So on this All Saints Sunday, my dear fellow saints of God, keep wrestling with your Heavenly Father. As Jacob discovered, when the wrestling is over, God has a great blessing waiting for you. In the name of Jesus, all God's saints said,